Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, yesterday, just as the Eagles had won the NFC, AFC game getting ready to kick off, the news broke from Tom Pelissero that Kellen Moore is out. Mutual departing of ways as the Metroplex, y'all get your way. Kellen Moore will no longer be the Cowboys' offensive coordinator. And then the Dallas Morning News reported that Mike McCarthy will take over the play calling. Let's head on over to the Ford Center of the Star in Frisco with Nick Eatman on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Nick, where were you when you got this news yesterday? Did you feel like something was coming? Were you on standby?
I wasn't on standby as much. I did feel like it was coming because I was able to already write the story. I wrote it on Friday. I wrote the story Friday when after the press conference. I was like, okay.
Oh, like an obituary.
Not to write this. Well, I mean, you'd be foolish not to write that the way he answered it. But then as the weekend went on, it kind of started to get the feeling that maybe this wasn't going to happen. And, of course, as soon as you let your guard down, then it does. But, I mean, what I had, like, what, 7 hours before the actual release went out. So I'm not bitter at all by that. but you know, I do have to ask you guys, I mean, like, is it ever mutual? Like, in anything, you know, in any kind of relationship? That never seems like it's mutual. It's never like, I got something to say. Well, you got something to say. Okay, you go first. And then they say the same. It's never like that. It's never really mutual, is it?
No.
I would think not. I think there may be a lean. Both people are leaning one way. But,
right. You
know, the person with power usually is the one that forces things out, right?
Yeah. And, you know, this one's kind of interesting just because, you know, there was contract involved. I mean, I think he still had a year left on his deal. And also, like, and I guess the part that probably is mutual is that, hey, there needs to be a change here, but, you know, we want you to go and do, you know, we want you to have a successful career, get a chance to go be an OC somewhere else. And so I'm sure that's where the wording comes into play, because no fan base is probably going to be really excited about somebody that got, you know, let go or fired here. So I think that's probably where the wording was. But I think it's safe to say that from the Cowboys looked at it, like, there needs to be some kind of change. There needs to be some maybe different voice here. I don't know if it's going to be a completely new voice, but it'll be, you know, a different voice.
Why did there need to be a change? What were some of the holes in Kellen Moore's approach or philosophy?
Well, I mean, I look at it from the more of the development of Dak. I think Kellen Moore is a pretty good offensive coordinator. I really do. And you know, he's dealing with the same stuff McCarthy's dealing with about this restless fan base that keeps adding a year or two or to 26, 27. That's not their issue. That's not their problem. They have gotten better. They are, you know, I think this is a team that has continued to get better and better the last 3 or 4 years, but not to the point and not to the, you know, as fast as what people really want it to be. That's not their fault, but that's what they're dealing with. It is their problem. It's not their fault, though. I think just from Dak's development, though, this has gone on now for, you know, that he's been there for 5 or 6 years, and you're married to Dak. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You're committed to him. He's the guy. You got to get him better, and so you got to figure out a way to maybe give him a different voice. But you know, Kellen, after the playoff loss last year, it was, how do you get CD the ball more? How do you get Tony Pollard the ball more? And he was able to do that. And they're both in the Pro Bowl. They had great seasons. And so I think he's done a pretty good job. But I just think Dak needs probably a different person calling the plays now.
Nick, you talked about how, you know, a new voice doesn't necessarily mean one that's outside the building. So if we're looking at these two spots, offensive coordinator, then obviously Doug Nussmeier being let go at quarterback coach, connecting some dots here, would some obvious candidates be Brian Schottenheimer at OC and Scott Tolzien as the quarterback coach?
Yeah, I mean, that's the names that have been thrown around. That's you know, that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, I could see maybe another outside voice for a quarterback's coach or something, but I mean, you're right on there. And then as for the report on McCarthy calling the plays, I mean, that's one where I want to see it to believe it. I don't know if will you ever see it. I mean, how do you ever really see it? But I just don't know. I'm not sure. I think that might be an alternate plan if it doesn't work out. If the other two guys that he brings in, you know, the OC that he brings in isn't fully capable of doing it, I think it's always a fallback plan. I'm not going to call it the Zach Martin to right tackle. Like, it's always there on the table, but you'd rather not do it. But I don't know, man. I just don't see that really happening. I don't think that's really – I mean, hey, that's the report. We'll see. But then here's the thing. It's not like it's going to be something that Cowboys come out and say, yes, this is what we're doing. I mean, they don't have to say that. So I just don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case. I think it's probably on the table. But I think that McCarthy himself would probably prefer not to be the one doing that.
If he does, you know, he wouldn't go and change the offense completely into the one that he ran in Green Bay, would he?
I wouldn't think so. You don't have the quarterback you had in Green Bay. That's the difference here. I mean, he has an offense that works, and, you know, was it Matt Flynn that came in and you know, threw for 500 yards in a game? So, you know, it's quarterback friendly, you know, and especially if the quarterback is one of the best of all time. But I mean, I think you've got to work with what's worked for Dak. And they've, you know, there's clearly some issues there, I think, when you're talking about zone defenses and things like that and reading it, processing. But, you know, I'm not a Dak hater at all. I think that when he's feeling comfortable about, you know, what he's doing in the pocket running, when he's feeling healthy, mm-hmm. I think he is a really good quarterback. And I think that we saw that in the Tampa Bay game. 6 or 7 days later, we saw, you know, or sorry, 6 days later, we saw that, it, you know, he definitely struggled against a much, much better defense. But for the most part, just look at when he came back from the injury, what the offense did. You know, I still think this is a quarterback that you can build around.
You know, people always talk about doing the thing that makes your quarterback most comfortable. And, like, that was something that Mike McCarthy talked about here when he kept Kellen Moore. Is there something to be said, though, for the idea of making Dak uncomfortable? Like, look, comfort's not totally worked out for you recently, and so we need somebody from the outside to come in here and try to work with you on some things. It can't just be the same voices that you've heard or the same people that you've seen in the building for the last 5 years.
I think there is something to be said for that, and I don't think Dak's the only person in the building that maybe is dealing with that. You know, I mean, you're right there, and you know, when you see Micah Parsons tweet out how much, you know, he loves George Edwards, you kind of wonder, all right, did they think maybe you're not getting coached? Maybe, you know, you love this guy, but maybe you need to be coached a little harder. And I'm not saying that George Edwards didn't do that. I love the way he coaches, and I have full respect for him. But I'm just wondering, here's your best player on the team and your best player on defense by far, and he doesn't like the situation, or I'm not saying he doesn't like it, but he sure seemed like he had a lot of respect for the guy that just got sent out the door, and you wonder what's behind that. So I think to your question, Bobby, about Dak's comfort level and maybe needing a new voice, I think there's something to be said for that, and I think maybe it's happening at other areas too.
Did McCarthy and Kellen, do you know if they got along? And do you know if this is Jerry or McCarthy's desire for Kellen to move on?
I think they got along. I mean, yeah, I think they got along. I don't think they were best friends. I mean, but I don't know that. But I mean, I don't, from the stuff that I've heard, I think that they got along. I'm not saying they tolerate each other, but I mean, that's the position. I mean, your coworkers, he's the head coach, you're the offensive coordinator. Yeah, I think that they had a pretty good working relationship. But I would think this is probably a little bit more McCarthy than it would be Jerry. This is a guy that Jerry, you know, wanted to succeed and he wanted to groom, and he has done that. But I think that, you know, I think we all kind of know that, you know, McCarthy's, I'm not saying his time is running out, but he's got to win. He's got to keep winning. And he has built a really you know, good three seasons here. But it just we all get the feeling that if you don't continue to take steps, and you're running out of steps here, other than the NFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl, I mean, you have to continue to take those steps. And so I think he probably looks at it like, hey, I got to take a little bit more control, whether that's me calling the plays or getting someone else that I picked. Because, obviously he didn't pick Kellen. So maybe he's going to take control a little bit more than he has.
Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com, on the news yesterday that Kellen Moore is out. Are you privy to any memos, or do you guys get told, hey, do not break news during other important NFL playoff games? Is that something that you're familiar with at all that you could or couldn't comment on?
I was aware about that yesterday. I'm not saying it's a fully operating thing that we've heard over the years, but I did get that question. That answer popped up a couple of times when I was asking the question of, what are we waiting on here? What can we do? And then I got the sense that was happening, but it's not something that I've heard over the years a lot. And, if that is the case, you find it odd to see the NFL website. I mean, Kellen Moore News just sitting right there, right below the Eagles' advance to the Super Bowl. So, if that is a memo, I mean, it's a memo to the teams and not to the league themselves, but that's okay. Cause it's their league. They can do that. But, I think it's one that, you don't want to draw other attention away from things like that, but you got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play limping around and making plays and in a unbelievable game going on. It's hard to take any kind of attention away from that game. That was a really great game, I think, because I was kind of working on the other story half the time.
Nick, a lot of the teams that have been in the Super Bowl lately, Final Four, if you will, they've been aggressive in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there'll be a change knowing that, with the Cowboys this offseason, or what can they learn from the teams that are in it?
You know what's sad is that, and I don't think people really want to hear this, but this is the most aggressive the Cowboys have been since I've been here. And it's not necessarily just free agency, but I mean, when you think about what they did from the summer to now, like that's, I think they kind of, I'm not saying push their chips in all in, but they went for it though. I mean, and that's what's saying. So, are they going to change it in free agency, and be a team that's really aggressive in March and April, maybe on the draft, make trades and stuff like that? That would be kind of a different change. But I will say this. I mean, when you think about, hey, well, oh, that was a cute little league going on in the USFL. They got any players over there? Yeah, let's take this one guy and see if we can make him our punt returner and put him in the Pro Bowl. Or let's go get Anthony Barr, who, McCarthy coached against for years, or Tyron gets hurt. Well, let's just find Jason Peters. Well, we can't stop the run. Let's go trade for Hankins. Let's go get Odell Beckham. Well, that didn't work out. Let's get T.Y. Hilton. Let's get Xavier Rhodes. I mean, let's get guys. And I'm not saying that these are the best players, but I'm just saying they went for it, to get some names in here. I'm not saying that they got the A.J. Brown type trade, but I thought they were a little bit more aggressive than we've seen in years past. But they can obviously get better with that and maybe make a little bit more splashier moves on guys that can contribute the way that, some of these other teams have done.
All right, I think we're saying goodbye to you for a little while now. Never know.
Okay.
Not sure.
Hey,
but be on standby.
My phone's going to work, so if you need to call me, let me know. And when I told you earlier, in the text, I said, hey, I got some. We might have some news by 9:20. I mean, the air quotes around the news. I mean, Tyler Biotis to the Pro Bowl wasn't exactly like news, but a little surprising for me. I've kind of been harsh on Tyler Biotis all season, or at least the last couple of years. He's had a good year. Obviously, now he's going to the Pro Bowl. That's good for him.
But was that what you were referring to as your news?
Well, No. I said, because you said you want to do it at 9 or 9:20, and I was like, let's do it at 9:20. We might have some, quote, news by then, which it did. It popped out like a 9:05 or something like that. Nothing great. No, earth shattering. We're not changing the world here, but the more Pro Bowlers this team gets probably makes the fans even more upset, but hey, that's the way it is.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
Okay. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, always available. from DallasCowboys.com on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Let's see if KMC had any issues out there on the roads. Let's see. I want to get a couple updates from the Tolos. Let's see. Zero Chill said, I-20 near Mesquite, Forney border is a cluster. Slick in spots. Bridges are skating rinks. And I think I saw one out of Plano saying it's pretty clear out here right now. Plano and North Dallas area, fine for now, but this was 30 minutes ago. Supposed to get worse later today, right in time for my PT appointment. That from Red Army. So there you go.
I'm seeing a lot of stuff west, so west of Dallas, so Fort Worth, West Fort Worth, North Fort Worth, really getting kind of hammered early. And then, you know, in the northern part up by the Speedway, bridges getting icy.
Let's crosstalk with a KMC masterpiece next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.